Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2190, Home as a Safe Space, by Lauren Rad with getmirth.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. I read to you every day covering productivity, minimalism, personal development, all that fun stuff. So with that, let's get right to another article and start optimizing your life. Home as a Safe Space, by Lauren Rad with getmirth.com. I'm an incurable nester with a penchant for reading about homes. In the last year, I've made my way through the life-changing magic of tidying up, Edith Wharton at Home, Life at the Mount, Home Sweet Mason, Bill Bryson's historical overview, At Home, and the little book of Hygge. I love homes, and I love how each home is different. If we're on a family vacation somewhere, you can bet I'm dragging everybody on at least one old house tour. I also have periodic bouts of depression and anxiety. In the process of working through those things, though, I realized that my fascination with homes doesn't come completely out of left field. When the world outside feels scary and dangerous, your home can be your safe space. Here are some of the things I've found about homes when they're living up to their full potential. Home is where you practice new habits. When you're trying to learn something new, home is a place where you can practice that new thing without feeling exposed yet. Home is where you can focus on implementing small self-care habits like drinking a glass of water every morning and practice scarier habits like politely standing up for yourself in sticky situations. At home, you can look in a mirror and practice what you need to say without worrying that a stranger will walk in on you. The bathroom at work, well, isn't quite the same. Home is where you have a quiet space. Most workplaces are fairly busy and hectic. They don't leave much time for self-reflection or for quiet moments. At home, though, you can set up a quiet corner, take measures to make sure you'll have a few uninterrupted minutes, and spend a little time in meditation, prayer, or just peaceful, quiet solitude. Home is where you strengthen bonds. Home is, for many people, a special, private to semi-private space, so inviting people into your home is a real gesture of trust. Entertaining guests in your home is a more intimate experience than grabbing a drink together at a bar after work or volunteering together at a beach cleanup. It's an opportunity to build stronger connections with new friends, reinforce old friendships, and shore up deeply important bonds with family. Home is where you can be your authentic self. Sometimes, no matter how carefully you plan and prepare, you just have a bad day. That's normal. Home is where you can do what you need to do to process that bad day. Cry, meditate, exercise, vent to a loved one, or maybe just sit quietly and let the feelings pass. It's also a place where you can be silly, hopeful, earnest, vulnerable, confused, and whatever else you may be feeling. Home is where the mask comes off. Sometimes, though, home doesn't live up to its full potential. You might be living with difficult roommates, spending a while in temporary accommodations that you can't decorate much, or sticking to a very tight budget. Maybe like me, you sometimes have trouble keeping your space neat when your mental health is not so great. So here are some ideas to help improve your relationship with an imperfect home. Have a manageable daily house care time. When things get bad, I set an alarm on my phone for a time of day when I know I'll be home. When the alarm goes off, I'll clean something. Sometimes it's a very small something. Sometimes I set a timer for 5 or 15 minutes and clean until the timer goes off. Doing a little bit each day can help keep the mess from spiraling and put things in a holding pattern until you're better able to address it. Set up a quiet corner. I keep a Pinterest board with inspiration for a meditation corner, but you know what? My quiet corner right now consists of a pillow on the floor and a pretty candle. That's it. It's a very simple operation. If you just need somewhere to have some quiet time, try grabbing a pillow and something soothing to focus your eyes on and putting them in a corner somewhere. To counteract a noisy home, you don't need a pair of expensive noise-canceling headphones. Try foam earplugs instead. Give yourself grace. Don't let perfectionism derail you. My grandfather, an incurable tinkerer and carpenter, was fond of saying, "No home is ever finished." It's true, even if you're not the sort to bust out a sledgehammer and knock down some walls yourself. Just about every home is a work in progress, and it's okay if your home is too. At its best, home is a place where we recharge, restore, and prepare to go back out into the world. I wish you peace and comfort. You just listened to the post titled "Home as a Safe Space" by Lauren Rad with GetMirth.com.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
After countless steps and more than a few miles, your dog drives you forward one last time to make that final climb. And as the rising sun peeks out from the horizon, you know, incredible happens here because it starts here with the fuel that makes it all possible, Pro Plan Sport. Discover advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours at ProPlansport.com.
Thank you to Lauren. Great one to consider today. Hopefully you'll have a chance to recharge as we get closer to the weekend and dive into more holidays and the new year. It's really important. So set that stage. Have a great morning or afternoon or evening whenever you're listening to this. And I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday show where your optimal life awaits.